Why is it so important to get up early?
Some of y'all don't want it. That's why you ain't got it.
I don't sleep when I'm tired. I sleep when I'm done.
The average millionaire wakes up at 4 a.m.
So it started off 4 o'clock in the morning where I'd start with my cardio, then I'd have breakfast, and then I would go to the gym, and then I'd go to work.
Some of y'all have no idea what 4 a.m. looks like.
Why would you not wake up at 4:30?
Because you're too busy sleeping in.
I'm pretty sure I wake up earlier than all of you.
We don't sleep when we're tired, we sleep when we are.
Too busy hitting the snooze button multiple times.
Excuses sound best to the person that's making them up.
And if we can really be honest, some of y'all don't even go to bed until about 4 a.m.
If you can get up before the rest of the world is awake, right? Before the enemy's awake, you can get so much done. You're so much more productive.
Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Wake your ass up.
And then they ask me, well, why are you up so early?
Take responsibility to make your life happen.
Awaken the beast inside.
Wake up at 4 a.m. So I begin to tell myself, there must be a reason.
When you have something to do, when you have someone to love, when you have something to look forward to, when you get up in the morning. See, people who have something to look forward to don't need an alarm clock because they have a reason for being.
If you want to have one of the best lives in the world, which is you live on your terms, then you have to pay your dues to get there.
You've decided that you're not going to allow your circumstances to define you. You've decided that you're not going to allow the events, the things, the people, life, determine who you become.
You got a problem with your life. You got a problem with your environment. Do something about it.
If you want more freedom in your life, you have to have more discipline.
If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy. You decided that you're not going to go through life being a whiner, being a complainer, that you're going to take responsibility for what it is that you want to create. The greatest ability that God has given humankind above the animals is the ability to choose.
I remember years ago when the alarm used to go off in the morning, the first thing I did was roll over and hit the snooze button. In that instant where you have a choice to either hit the snooze button and go back to sleep in your nice, warm, fluffy, cozy bed, or open your eyes and get out of bed, that's a choice that takes discipline. Now, I didn't have any discipline. I always took the easy route, the road that was more comfortable. The problem is, when you make this decision, because it's the first decision that you make literally the second you wake up, you are letting yourself off the hook. You are literally training your mind to take the easy way out throughout the whole day, which in turn leads to you taking the easy way out the whole month, all year. Discipline is not something that any of us are born with. It's a muscle that we have to train. And I don't care what anyone says, it all starts that first second. How you start your day and that decision that you make in that instant isn't as small as just getting up of bed or not. It's a decision that can shape the rest of your fucking life. This ain't some motivational, inspirational bullshit. This is the truth. When I was younger, I dreamed that one day I'd get a job that paid me 50 grand a year. That, for a boy where I come from, was a dream come true. If you told me back then that I'd be running a seven-figure company and building a business of my own, I would have laughed in your face. It wasn't until I started to believe that I and I alone could shape my world that I started achieving anything I wanted to. That little decision in the morning, if you open your eyes and get out of bed, the next decision you face that day, you're gonna now be disciplined to not take the easy way out. People don't realize it, but that bed can basically represent your entire life. If you stay in that bed, you're literally staying in your comfort zone, which means your day will be spent in your comfort zone, and your month, your year, and before you know it, you've spent your whole life in your comfort zone, never pushing yourself to new heights, never trying anything new, taking risks, moving forward. It all starts in that first second of your day. So don't take it lightly. Start building discipline. It's something I started doing and it helped me massively. It ain't easy, but it's worth it.
Start your day with intention. Today, I will be present. Today, I will be kind. Today, I will be the example I expect of others. Today, I will give my all in every moment.
It's all about intention. When you direct your focus to the good, you will see more good. If your focus is directed to the stress and struggle, you will see more stress and struggle.
If you want to be really happy, give thanks. That's the secret. Happy people are grateful people. So spend time in gratitude. Spend time in intention and expectation for what a great day today is going to be. Feed your mind with something positive. Read or listen to something uplifting. Something that will grow your mind or spirit.
You attract your intentions. You attract your beliefs. You attract what you feel. So get up and feel good. When you direct your focus to the good, you will see more good. If your focus is directed to the stress and struggle, you will see more stress and struggle. That is your only job. Get up and get yourself feeling amazing. Ask yourself, how can I feel great today? How can I grow today? How can I make others feel great today? Open your eyes to the magic around you. I guarantee you, you have been missing out on miracles because you have been lost in the stress and noise inside your head. Get out of your head and get into the magic of life.
Today is a new day, a fresh, clean canvas. You can paint whatever you want on that canvas, no matter what happens. You are the artist. Add some color, some joy, some life to your canvas. Leave nothing off that canvas.
As soon as you get up in the morning, ask yourself, what's really important today? Is it important that I rush around stressed at everything I have to get done? Or can I just enjoy this moment? Can I set the tone for the rest of my day? You decide what kind of day you will have. Not what happens, but how you will respond to everything that happens. You can respond positively to any situation. Will you respond with presence? Will you see the good? Will you find a way around the obstacles? Will you write your own story, or will life write it for you?
I'm here to tell any of you in here, if you're battling, if you're struggling, you've got to know when to cut anchor and go on about your life, because you can't be letting people live rent-free up here. You can't be letting people hold you back, and who you surround yourself with matters.
Change doesn't happen by accident. Change takes intentional choices to be different.
Don't pursue the profits of where can you gain things in life. Pursue your passions and your purpose. You need to take time to figure out your why.
When you want this thing as bad as you want to breathe, that's when you find a way.
You need to take time to figure out what you're passionate about, because if you pursue your passion, I promise, passion and purpose will always produce gains and profits socially, emotionally, and financially.
It does not take talent. You don't have to be talented. Right? You don't have to be gifted. You don't have to be the quickest, the strongest. You don't have to be the most intelligent to get to where I am.
I promise you, if some of you will just begin to take ownership of your life, and some of you probably are already thriving and doing phenomenal and making good choices, I want to say keep going. Don't give up. Keep pursuing it, because I promise you, every single one of you were meant to leave your fingerprints on history.
That's what you got to do. You just got to grind, though. Your grind. You got to outgrind. So many of you heard me say this. Your father, listen to me, might own a company. Your mama might be a millionaire. You might come from privilege. Your daddy might hook you up with a car. He might know people. He might be able to get you a job. But you will not outwork me.
And not a teacher, a counselor, a principal. Nobody can stop you. I know your circumstances aren't the best. I know sometimes our home environment's not the best. But this is what I know. We're in control of our lives, and nobody can take it from you.
But what you cannot do is you cannot quit during the process. You cannot give up because it ain't what you see. You cannot give up. Champions keep going when they don't have anything left in their tank. If you will be a champion, if you will be a beast, you're going to have to go through something. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. I am great. Listen to me, and I don't owe anybody an apology.
Our circumstances, your current surroundings, never have to dictate who you are. You're not what your surroundings are. You are what you do. And this is the fact of the matter. Normal, regular people just like you and me can do extraordinary things. And it's not about the glitz and the glamour and the shine. It's not about what we have. It's about our heart, man. It's about people, you and me, understanding that we are fully capable. We have the full potential to achieve and become anything that anybody else is. And the only person that's going to stop us, and the only person that's going to rob us, is when we look in the mirror and we compromise us. I live with these three principles, and I promise you, man, they will change everything about who you are. Hard work works, make good choices, and value people. I decided 10 years ago, literally, when this all happened and I went to prison, I was like, you know what? I want to make this promise. I want to keep it to this family. I come from a lot of brokenness. I don't know where to start. But what I do know is the importance of the choices that I make. And so literally, I wrote the word, change the world, and I slapped it on my little prison cell window. And every single day I woke up and I realized, make good choices, great things happen. As you go on to the next chapter, don't pursue profits, pursue purpose.
Listen to me very closely. It's our dream. Nobody's gonna see it like you do it. It's your dream. Nobody's gonna feel it like you feel it. It's your dream. Nobody's gonna be as dedicated to it as you are. It's your dream, and they don't have to understand, and they don't have to like it, and they don't have to do it. It doesn't make a difference. It's your dream, and you, my friend, have been given the task to make it happen, and you can't let anything stop you from doing what you were called to do. When I believed that my voice was needed in this world, when I believed that I needed to be on the stage, not for myself, but to speak to a group of people who come from where I come from, a working class who don't know what it's like to make millions and millions of dollars, who don't understand what wealth looks like, that I needed to come in the room with a single parent mother, with a father not in my life, being homeless and a high school dropout. Only somebody who comes from where you come from can tell you you belong. And I had to get my butt on stage, because there's some folks that Les Brown can't reach. There's some folks that Tony Robbins can't reach. There's some folks that only I can reach. And so I need to be on the stage with them, doing what I was called to do.
You can show me your friends and I can tell you who you are. Who you surround yourself with is going to affect you. Like it, love it, or leave it. If you're surrounding yourself with people who are not about the right and who aren't trying to pursue dreams and goals and the same aspirations and the same motivations and dedications and determinations as you, you will be affected. Who you surround yourself with matters. It's the compromise that I care about. We don't ever have to compromise ourselves. I promise you, from the front, the back, the left, to the right, every single one of you in here, man, you were born to leave your fingerprints on history. You can achieve and become absolutely anything. I mean, teachers and doctors and actors and athletes and entertainers and musicians and radiologists and cardiologists and cosmetologists, social workers. I'm telling you, anything that you want. Too often we as young men and young women, and I was so guilty of this, we only care about the now and woo woo this and woo woo that and what feels good here and what feels good now, and we will compromise who we are because we want the acceptance of the people around us.
You have an opportunity right now that you will never have. People say, why you grind so hard, E? I might not be the number one motivational speaker in the world 5 years from now. I got to get everything I can get right now. Every book I can write. Listen to me. My school is being paid for by the athletic department. I'm hot right now.
A real man in the dark, when nobody's watching, he putting in work. A real man, when coach ain't even watching, he's studying film on his own. Because he loves the process. Because real lions like to hunt. They love the process just as much as they love the prize. And some of y'all just want to score. You don't like the process. You're not in love with the process. You just like to put the pass on. You love when it's showtime. Everybody in the crowd, you're like, hey, mom, can you see? You can't even start until you know your people there. Once you see them, you're like, showtime. Day after day after day, grind after grind after grind, airport after airport, driving mile after mile. E.T., aren't you tired? Yes, I might be. I don't know. E.T., aren't you ready to take a break? Yes, I might be, but listen to me. I can't. Why? Because I grind for Jalen. I grind for Jada. I grind for Didi. I grind for my mother. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? I grind for Vanessa. I hustle for. So the days I want to hit that alarm clock, I think about my why. I can't quit. My son, $25,000 a year. I can't stop. He counting on me. My daughter, I can't quit. I can't stop. I can't get tired. I can't give up. I can't give in. My mama counting on me. My wife is counting on me. Yeah, I might be different, but I am brilliant. Yep, I might be loud, but I am special. We can go from being homeless and high school dropouts to having PhDs, writing books, and becoming the voice of a generation. We can do whatever we believe we can do, and we don't need anybody's permission to do it but ours. I am phenomenal, and I don't owe anybody an apology. I am going to do great things, and I don't owe anybody an apology. I am. I was created to be great. I was created to do great things. I was created to have great things, and I will no longer ask others for their permission.
Make good choices, great things happen. You see, every choice that I can make, listen, I can't control what you think about me. I can't control your opinion of me. I can't control what you say about me. But I control how I react, respond, and what I do with my life. I'm in control of my life. I don't let external factors control me. I'm in control of my life. Because sometimes life can be tough. Life can be challenging. And sometimes the obstacles in front of you seem like they're too big and it's easier just to lay down. But you know what I remembered? I remember when my dad used to look at me when the kids said, listen, Nathan, life is never going to give you anything. But if you make it, if you build it, nobody can take it from you. Because hard work and tenacity and refusing to quit and chasing your dream, you'll get there, I promise you. Maybe you don't hit the stars, but you'll land on the moon. You don't give up and you go after it and you stop caring about the opinions of people around you. Stop blaming everybody from your hurts. Take ownership of your life. Take off your mask. Don't feed the bear. Make good choices. Be a best friend. Encourage somebody. Be a voice of hope and inspiration. And that's just real, man. This is your moment.
How many times have you said, I know I need to do better, but you don't? How many times have you got on a scale and weighed yourself, but you wasn't happy? How many times have you pulled up those pants and they just didn't fit right? How many times have you said you could not stop eating a certain type of a food, but you kept doing it anyway? You see, my friends, that's an excuse. You're looking for a way out. You're trying to find an idea and saying, hey, it's okay for me to keep making this type of a mistake. It's okay for me to keep saying the same thing over and over. It's okay for me to sound like a broken record with a hole in it. But nevertheless, I haven't put myself in a position to change. You know you can do it, but you just don't want to do it. You figure that, hey, I'll do it on another day. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it on this day. I'll do it on this day. I know. You know so much, but you do so little. Are you understanding that you cannot remain the same? Do you understand that you're gonna have to continue to, as I like to say, evolve? Evolving to me means a lot more than just changing. Change is good, but are you changing for the right reasons? Are you in a certain position where you feel like you have to change yourself or change who you really are to please other people? That's not the type of change I'm talking about. I'm talking about for the greater good. I'm talking about being able to have the right attitude and the right mindset and the right fortitude to make a difference in your life. But you can't keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, and you're not getting anywhere. You're not committed. You're not doing the right things. Instead, you keep doing the wrong things, and you're looking for someone to rescue you. You're looking for someone to put you in a position to make you feel better. It's not about me. It's not about the other people. It's about you. It's about you making a difference and you making the necessary changes to get what you want out of your life. The time is now. You can't do it tomorrow. You can't do it yesterday. You got right now. Build on that. Find a solution to your problems. Don't depend on other people to change you. Don't depend on other people to evolve you. Being different, as I've always said, is nothing wrong with being different. Stand out in the crowd. Don't be like everybody else. Don't feel that you got to belong to a group of people for people to respect you. If you don't like where you are, then you must change what you do. But not just change, start evolving. Evolve into something that's unique. Become something great. Believe in yourself and understand that it takes work and it takes an idea, and you have to understand that there's going to be some sacrifices that you must make. So when are you going to make a change? When are you going to finally realize that it's up to you? What you need to be focusing on is a better life, a better understanding, a better you. And if you're not willing to work on that, if you're not willing to change that, then how strong do you really think you will be in the rest of the life that you've been given?
I was in a tough position, 19 years old, kid on the way, earning £27 a day. I could have chose to focus on all the problems I was going to face, all the pain. Instead, I decided to change my stars. I decided to say enough was enough and focus on ways to change them. It's easy to say that I'll try that thing tomorrow, or I'll do that tomorrow. One day I'll get in shape. One day I'll tell that person how I feel. One day I'll start that business. One day I'll leave this job. One day I'll leave this abusive relationship. We've all had times where we find ourselves constantly telling ourselves that one day we'll do that thing. The problem is, we look at all these opportunities around us and we say they're risky. What you've got to realize is life in itself is risky. It ain't important how long you live, what's important is how you live. When life gets on top of you and you feel like it's all becoming too much, it's easy to let things spiral out of control. I've been there. That place where you feel like the weight of the world is on your shoulders. Things don't go your way, that promotion at work you don't get, you don't make the team, that person you asked out said no, your business is struggling, the bills are piling up. We all go through dark times. My advice to you is to focus on finding the light.
I'm here to talk about success. The first rule of success is to have a vision. You see, if you don't have a vision of where you go, and if you don't have a goal where you go, you drift around and you never end up anywhere. I mean, as you know, I was born in 1947 in Austria after the Second World War. So I was very fortunate that I stumbled on my vision. And I didn't really like Austria when I grew up. I couldn't wait to get out of there. I couldn't see myself becoming a farmer or a worker in a factory or anything like that. Even though my parents wanted me to stay there and have a normal life. But that was their vision, not mine. My vision was totally different. I felt that I was born for something special, for something unique, for something big. Then one day I went to school. I remember I was 11 years old. And they showed a documentary about America. And there they showed in this documentary the huge skyscrapers, the high rises, the huge bridges, the six-lane freeways, and all of this stuff. And I said to myself, that's where I want to be. I don't want to be around here with these little farmhouses and these little buildings. I want to be in America. One day after school, I walked by a store in Graz. So I went inside and I looked around and then I saw a magazine. I saw a bodybuilding magazine that had Reg Park on the cover. Reg Park was then a three-time Mr. Universe. And I saw him on the big screen as Hercules. I read that and I said to myself, wow, this is the blueprint for my life. This is exactly what I want to do. I want to become a bodybuilding champion just like Reg Park. I want to get into movies just like Reg Park. And I want to make millions of dollars and be rich and famous just like Reg Park. You know how great it felt that I knew where I was going? Imagine the majority of people don't know where they're going. I knew where I was going, that I'm going to become this bodybuilding champion just like him. So it was just a question of how do you do it? I was so relieved because when you have a goal, when you have a vision, everything becomes easy. So people always ask me when they saw me in the gym in the pumping iron days, they say, why is it that you're working out so hard? 5 hours a day, 6 hours a day, and you have always a smile on your face. And I told people all the time, I said, because to me, I'm shooting for a goal. In front of me is the Mr. Universe title. So every rep that I do gets me closer to accomplishing that goal, to make this goal, this vision turn into reality. Every single set that I do, every repetition, every weight that I lift will get me a step closer to turn this goal into reality. So I couldn't wait to do another 500-pound squat. I couldn't wait to do another 500-pound bench press. I couldn't wait to do another 2,000 reps of sit-ups. I couldn't wait for the next exercise. With the age of 20, I went to London and I won the Mr. Universe contest as the youngest Mr. Universe ever. And it was because I had a goal. So let me tell you something, visualizing your goal and going after it makes it fun. You've got to have a purpose no matter what you do in life. You've got to have a purpose. 74% hate their job in America. Now, there's not much different when you come to Europe. The majority of people don't like what they're doing, because they're really not doing it because they didn't have a goal and they followed this goal. They just aimlessly drift around and then all of a sudden there's a job opening, so they get that job because you have to work. But then when you work, it's a chore. It's work. It's not fun. So if you think about only a quarter of the people really enjoy what they're doing in life. That is unbelievable if you think about it. So I felt so blessed that I knew what I was doing. It's like a medical student that studies and knows he wants to become a doctor. You know where to go. And the same thing is also in politics. I remember that in politics, I had a very clear vision that I will be the leader of California. That's as far as I could go because I was not born in America, so I could not run for president. So being the governor of the fifth largest state, the fifth largest economy in the world, was for me really the ultimate title, the ultimate accomplishment in politics. So even though people came up to me and says, why don't you go and run for something smaller, you're never gonna make it. I ran for governor and then 2 months later, I became governor of the state of California. Again, because I had a very clear vision what I'm going to do with California. So that's rule number one, have a vision. Rule number two is don't listen to the naysayers. Don't listen to the naysayers. Everything I ever did, the thing that I heard out of people's mouth was, that's impossible. That can't be done. Or no. That is exactly what I heard. And of course, I proved to the people that it can't be done. So whenever someone said to me, it can't be done, I heard, it can be done. When they said no, I heard yes. And when they said it's impossible, I heard, it is possible. I'm a strong believer of what Nelson Mandela said, that everything is always impossible until someone does it. Well, I'm going to be the one, I said to myself, I'm going to do it and I'm going to show it to them. Maybe it has never been done before. That's perfectly fine with me. But I'm going to do it. And I did not listen to the naysayers. It's all about the hard work that you put in. I said to myself, in bodybuilding, I worked out 5-6 hours a day. I'm going to do the same thing now for acting. And of course, I went to college to study English. I studied the accent removal, acting classes, and all of this stuff all day long. I worked and I worked and I worked. And within a short period of time, I made one movie called Hercules in New York, which of course went right into the toilet. But it didn't discourage me. I still had the same vision. And then all of a sudden I did Streets of San Francisco. I did Stay Hungry and Pumping Iron and The Villain. And then all of a sudden I was asked by Dino De Laurentiis and by Universal Studio to star in Conan the Barbarian. And after I did Conan the Barbarian, the director at the press conference said to the press, the director was John Milius, he said to the press, if we wouldn't have had Arnold, we would have had to build one. So think about that. The very body that they said can never be sold because the time is wrong. A few years later, I'm doing Conan the Barbarian, and it was the number one hit at the box office when it came out in the summer of 82. Think about that. And the director says, if we wouldn't have had his body, we would have had to build one. So all of a sudden, my body became an asset, not a liability. And the same thing was with Terminator. After we were finished filming Terminator, Jim Cameron said to the press, if Arnold wouldn't have had that accent and talked like a machine, I think the movie wouldn't have worked. So think about that. The body and the accent that they attacked was an asset. But I didn't listen to those losers. I didn't listen to them at all. It's just the reality of it is that you cannot listen to the naysayers. So this is a very important lesson for all of you. So when someone says, no, this is a stupid idea, you in your mind, you don't have to say it, but in your mind, just say this of you asshole. What do you know?